Taking a look at sports now on the Tornado. Last night, Oaks Volleyball wins again in another clean sweep. They have won 36 consecutive sets to begin the year, including tournament play, and they defeated Edgley Cullum Montpelier 3-0 last night. First one went 25-8, second 25-17, and the third 20-14. Jada Sire was the player of the match, as she had 6 aces last night. Other volleyball scores last night, Strasburg defeated Ellendale in straight sets, close ones, 25-21, 25-20, and 25-19. Carrington remains undefeated as they defeated New Rockford Cheyenne last night in straight sets as well. Midcota defeated Harvey Wells County 3-0. And lastly, Milner North Sargent defeated Lisbon 3-1. Tonight's football schedule starts with the Oaks Tornadoes, the number 2 team at Class A. They travel to Gwinner. They'll take on Sargent County tonight at 7 o'clock. Ellendale Edgley Cullum travels to Lisbon to take on the undefeated Broncos. Northern Cass is in action at Hatton Northwood tonight. And then last but not least, Oak Grove travels to Thompson looking for their first win of the year. Last night, the Minnesota Twins fell behind the Kansas City Royals early 3-0, but the Twins' power and the Bomba Squad came out in full force last night. Nelson Cruz had 5 RBIs and 2 home runs, including the game sealer.
And the 0-1 pitch, a high fly ball, center field, that's it deep. Mejia going back on the track, at the wall, home run Nelson Cruz, number 2 tonight.
Twins win 8-5, and that magic number is down to 6 games. The Cleveland Indians also won last night 7-0 to the Tigers, but again, the Twins' magic number at 6. Taking a look back in sports history on this day, Walter Payton set a new record with 107 career rushing touchdowns. He would go on to finish with 110. At the time, it was a record. He would later be surpassed by Marcus Allen, LaDainian Tomlinson, and the leader, Emmett Smith.